from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin with U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan. He is in California. The Wisconsin Republican is hoping to rally support for his congressional members who are in real tough races. Republicans like Jeff Denham. Here's our Central Valley reporter, Vanessa Rancagno.
Volunteers worked the phones at the campaign office until the moment Paul Ryan arrived.
And please welcome Paul Ryan.
Hey, how many days until the election? That's right.
Ryan gave the mostly teenaged volunteers some advice.
Turn the TV off. Don't forget that underneath this is an ideas contest.
Ryan didn't mention Donald Trump once. Instead, he recited what the Republican Party stands for. Afterward, the young volunteers swarmed around him.
I was really happy to take a selfie with him, honestly. Yeah, he looks really young.
Ryan will visit 8 cities during 3 days of barnstorming for California Republicans in close contests. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancagno in Modesto.
Now, as Vanessa just told us, Paul Ryan did not mention GOP nominee Donald Trump once. And he doesn't have to, because Democrats are doing it for him. In fact, Democrats are sending out a mailer to Central Valley residents showing Jeff Denham dressing up as Donald Trump. To be fair, it's kind of a creepy image, but if there's one thing this mailer proves, it's that we don't need to worry about the next generation's Photoshop skills. This mailer got us curious about why people are still using mailers. So we turn now to Marisa Lagos of KQED's Politics and Government Desk, who, among many other fun facts, collects election mailers. Marisa, why are these mailers important?
It's funny, you know, in the age of the internet and social media, this is still one of the big ways that campaigns rely on to communicate with voters. On a personal level, I come home every day and open my garage and a stack sort of falls on my head. So you start thinking about how many, you know, campaigns are out there. I mean, just statewide alone, we have 17 ballot measures. You know, I just like to track these for my own coverage, but I think it's also just interesting to see what the campaigns come up with and just to really track what's going on.
Well, one of the mailers we are seeing this election cycle marries two things that go together very naturally. One is the Richmond City Council, and the other is Pokemon. Tell us a little bit about this mailer.
Yeah, so this one was a bit of a surprise to me. This is promoting Jim Rogers, who is a sitting city council member in Richmond, the city of Richmond in the Bay Area. And yes, in this, he is depicted as Rogersmon, a pink and blue
very clever, by the way. Very
Pokemon
clever
character. It shows sort of pictures of him on what looks like a cell phone, filling potholes, blasting cigarette and alcohol billboards near schools. I think it might get my award for most creative and a little random.
The second one we have is a race that features Yogi Berra versus the Brussels sprouts.
Two things you definitely connect with the California State Assembly. this is an open seat in Silicon Valley. It is featuring a woman named Vicky Wienker and a man named Mark Berman. So Vicky has sent out a mailer that features a caricature of Yogi Berra, the baseball great who passed away last year. It has a quote on it, "Nobody goes there nowadays. It's too crowded." This is in reference to
a very famous Yogiism, by the way.
But this one is trying to sort of target the issue of traffic in Silicon Valley and overcrowding, which has become a big issue.
So that's one of the candidates. The other candidate decided to take a more green approach to the
A more eat your spinach approach. We have two different mailers here. One features a beautiful photo of beets, another of Brussels sprouts. And the group supporting this candidate is trying to link those very healthy veggies to fiscal responsibility and budget sanity. Nobody likes them, but you got to do it.
We also have two mailers here that you brought with you that target GOP congressional candidates. Now, we just heard Vanessa Rancagno's piece that Paul Ryan has come to California trying to campaign to save some of these GOP seats. One of my favorite mailers that you brought actually features scratch-offs. Who doesn't love a good scratch-off? Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this is one that features sitting Republican Representative Steve Knight. It is a two-page mailer from the California Democratic Party, basically saying, it's your day to play. Guess who said it?
And there's a picture, big picture of Donald Trump and a picture of Steve Knight.
And actual scratch-offs at the bottom.
So you have to guess who said it, Donald Trump or Steve Knight.
And the final one is, to a protester outside his office, if you touch me again, I'll drop your ass.
And it was one of them. One of them said it. The other one didn't. So.
Yeah.
And finally, not to just pile on Republicans, We did get a nice little email message. Granted, it's not a postal message, but an email message from the state GOP. What did they say?
That's right. Well, this week was Hillary Clinton's birthday, and they decided to send her an e-card. Happy birthday, Hillary, they say. We would have sent this via email, but we know you've been having issues with your server. And the card itself features a picture of Hillary kind of looking confused at a computer screen, and it says, please don't delete this e-card or wipe it, quote, with a cloth.
Marisa Lagos of KQED's Government and Politics Desk, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And if you would like to see pictures of these mailers or send some of your own, you can by going to my Twitter feed. I'm at JohnLGC. We're going to close out now with the subject of sending messages, although these ones are perhaps of a bit more importance to humanity. For the past year, many of the world's most advanced telescopes have been pointed at a pulsating celestial body. It's called Tabby Star, and it has a real interesting way of pulsing, says UC Berkeley researchers Dan Wertheimer and Andrew Seaman.
One crazy wild speculation is maybe this dimming of the star comes from something that ET is doing.
One idea that has been suggested is that what we're seeing is actually some very, very large structure that has been built by an advanced civilization. These are called Dyson structures or Dyson spheres to collect large amounts of energy from the star.
That's from a Berkeley YouTube video announcing that this team is looking for life near Tabby Star. We will not update you if they find it because, let's be real, we're going to be preparing for our new alien overlords.
Support for the California Report comes from Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. The California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
That's the California Report for Friday, October 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers include Danny Bringer, Seal Muller, Howard Gelman, and Jim Bennett. I'm John Sepulveda, wishing you a great weekend.